Now, he covers the St. Louis Cardinals for ESPN back in St. Louis. He's been a sports writer here in the Bay Area, down in L.A. as well. Mm-hmm. And that is Mark Saxon. Mark, how are you today?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Marty. How are you guys? Thank you for having me on.
Oh, we love having you on. And come on, it's Giants and, you know, the Cardinals are in the mix here, depending what happens over these next 34 games. And we had you on earlier. Plus, you're going to be here in the middle of September. So tell us about the Cardinals and this amazing power they have, because this is something last year was not there, and all of a sudden this year they can't stop hitting home runs.
Yeah, you know, I met with John Mozeliak back in January when I was first getting on the Cardinals beat, and he said he thought that just getting some guys healthy was going to lead to a big uptick in power. Then we get to Florida for spring training. They have no power, right? They're just not hitting doubles. They're not hitting home runs. Mike Matheny says he doesn't care what anybody says. He knows this team's going to have power. Nobody believes either guy, and they're proving to be right. It's not like they have one 40 home run guy or even a 35 home run guy like Chris Davis, you know, of the A's. It's just everybody's got about 20, and up and down the lineup they can really hurt you. And kind of the epitome of that is Jed Jerko. If you have Giants fans listening, they're like, that Jed Jerko, right, on the Padres, just a guy. But he's got 15 home runs just since the All-Star break. Wow. More than half the Giants total by himself.
Yeah, it's crazy, Mark. I'm just looking at your team stats, or at least individuals on the team, and you see your Brandon Mosses, your Jed Jerkos, and Matt Holidays, and all these guys that are banging balls around. But I just can't help but marvel at the St. Louis Cardinal farm system, where you bring up a Piscotty, and I know he's been around for a couple of years, but these guys, Hazelbaker and Grichik and Pham, and I mean, it's just amazing what Mike Matheny does with all these young guys and how he plugs them in, and they just fit into the Cardinal way.
Yeah, I had an interesting conversation with another team executive the other day, and I was chit-chatting with him about how he thinks the Cardinals do it, because they have a chance to go to the postseason for the sixth straight year, which is almost unprecedented. I realize it's a lot easier now than it used to be. That's obvious. And he said part of it, he thinks, is that the atmosphere is kind of so positive here in St. Louis. The fans are just sort of adoring and not particularly, they're not dissecting everyone's, you know, false, and he thinks it just makes it much easier for young players. So you see guys who aren't necessarily the top prospects who come up and do well. Whether that's the explanation or not, that's also a good excuse for teams in Philly or New York or Boston, where if a rookie struggles, they get booed. And for those guys to say, you know, that maybe that's the reason. But, you know, that's one theory on why their prospects tend to outperform their star rating.
Boy, they do. I'll tell you, it just seems every time there's trouble, they bring somebody up and they fit right in, and not just fit in and play, but they actually have impact. And last night, Luke Weaver from Florida State, a ground ball pitcher, goes out and pitches a nice game against the A's. Is Reyes today, the 100-mile-an-hour guy, Mark? I think does he pitch today?
Yeah, he does. That was a flip-flop. Mike Leake has shingles, actually. And he's out for a little bit, and Reyes is making a spot start. Everything you saw about Luke Weaver, just for, you know, the opposite of that is what you're going to see with Reyes. Weaver pitches to contact, you know, he's a finesse guy. You know, he can tell you, he'll pitch in the low 90s, but this guy's going to blow people away. It's going to be 98 to 101, or at least that's what he was in relief. And got a good breaking ball, good changeup. There's times he doesn't know where it's going, though. And I think if the A's are smart, they'll maybe take advantage of that a little bit. In his starts at AAA, I think he had 93 strikeouts and 32 walks or something. It's not a bad ratio, but he will walk some guys. And that's going to be the thing I think the A's will try to exploit.
Well, that, you know, they can do that well. They can take a pitch with the best of them, as they like to do. Mark Saxon with us. He covers the Cardinals for ESPN. Mark, this Cardinal team, solid. Now, they're, you know, obviously maybe there's a little separation, this wild card from the Cardinals, really the Marlins, the Pirates. Garrett Cole has not got trouble with his elbow. The Mets are hanging on. You saw the Mets this week. Maybe the little separation, you think, between the Cardinals and everybody else?
They hope so. This is a stretch they have to take advantage of. They're in a pretty soft stretch of schedule. Obviously, the A's are not having a good season, and then it's off to Milwaukee, and they play the Reds. So they have a chance to really build some separation. I think they have to do it. It's been a strange Cardinals team. If you're, you know, if you're used to kind of keeping tabs on them a little bit, they've always pitched it and played defense. They've done the opposite this year. You mentioned the power. They haven't caught the ball very well, and with the ground ball or Anthony, that hasn't been a good combination. You got a lot of high ERAs if you look at the starting staff, including Adam Wainwright, you know, who is a number one type guy. So, you know, they might have to just bash their way as far as it'll take them, and we've seen that happen before, but it's not the most likely scenario. That's the most likely path to a World Series.
Yeah, the Cardinals will be in San Francisco the middle of next month, and he talked about Adam Wainwright, and I'm just looking at his game log. He allowed 2 earned runs against the Mets and 5. But, I mean, it just looks like he's been getting mashed around a little bit. One was in a big loss at Chicago. But should Wainwright pitch in San Francisco mid-September, what do you see for this guy going into the final month of the season?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very kind of strange time for Mike Matheny not to be able to rely on this guy in big games or not to know what he's going to get in big games. First 8 starts for Wainwright were really bad. And then for 2 months, he pitched like himself, and everyone thought he'd figured it out. He thought he'd figured it out. And then the last 4 have been a lot like those first few starts. You know, velocity is a big thing with him. If you can get it up to around 92, that makes his curveball a lot more effective. You know, and I think the question you have to ask, he's going to be 35 in a couple days here. Is that, has he just simply begun his decline phase? He insists he's good physically. But, you know, you always look for those kinds of hints as you're kind of tracking your guy's career.
Wow. Adams coming back, Holiday. Rosenthal, where is he? They've got people. Diaz, anybody coming back?
Yeah, they got Adams within a matter of days, I would think. He's going to be fine. That was more of a precautionary DL type thing. Aledmys Diaz is a big name we haven't mentioned. He's been out with a broken thumb. Both Holiday, Matt Holiday and Aledmys Diaz broke their thumbs when they were hit by pitches. So he's been a big absence. This is a rookie of the year guy who now Corey Seager obviously is going to run away with that. But Diaz was right in that conversation. He was starting to play better shortstop. He's got nice pop. He's a really good hitter. He doesn't strike out a lot. I think that he'll help when he comes back. Holiday's a long shot. Again, broken thumb. It just happened, I think, about 10 days ago. He may not be back before the end of the season. He had to get some surgery. So they may have to do, you know, make do again without Matt Holiday and not knowing totally what they'll get from Adam Wainwright. And those have been, you know, 2 of the foundations along with Yachty that Mike Matheny's relied on.
Well, this is going to be interesting. This Cardinals series coming up with the Giants, interesting. And, of course, Giants-Cardinals right now, the wild card teams.
Yep.
Depending on what the Dodgers are winning today against the Cubs, but it's not over yet, as we like to say. Last thought for you. St. Louis baseball, it's always something special going on. And Yadier Molina is sort of the example of that, the way he's used. When the Giants saw the Cardinals earlier in the year, Molina was like 4-for-60. And like he was playing he never came out of the game. Is he any better?
Well, whenever he's struggling, whenever he's not hitting, the fans think he's overworked. And he's barely gotten a day off since that 4-for-60 or whatever it was that you mentioned. And now he's killing the ball. So he's just an amazing player. I mean, it's been my first year getting to watch him every day. Yeah, I've never seen a catcher who plays as much as him, and I've never seen a guy who grinds as well as him. You know, he gets hit by foul balls. He plays the next day, night game, day game. It doesn't matter. And lately, he's swinging the bat well. You know, he's not a big power guy anymore, but he's a great contact hitter. He doesn't strike out. He's kind of an old-school hitter, which is what his brother Benji was, too, who I watched for a number of years. Just a baseball family, and the guy's a great player, and it's cool to see him make adjustments and kind of continue with a borderline Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, when Yadier Molina goes into a slump, Mark, do the fans sit there and go, move him to first base, move him to first base? Because Buster Posey, that's the common refrain you hear about Buster.
Right, because they did it with Mauer. Yeah, they're all over basically everything Matheny does, and you know, it's a funny. It seems that fan bases rarely like their manager and they rarely like their closer. So, you know, same thing here as always. But, you know, Matheny, I think the guys play for him. I think they relate to him. You know, whether he's the greatest strategist, like, you know, your guy out there, Bochy, you know, you can question. But, again, I think the guys play for him.
All right, Mark, great to have you on with us. You got the Cardinals and the A's coming up. That's 4:15 Pacific. And Alex Reyes on the hill today throws 100. Oof. And I got a feeling we're going to see this guy when the Cardinals come out here. Mark, thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you when you come out.
Thanks, Mark.
Sounds great, guys. Take care of yourself.
All right, that is Mark Saxon.